AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. More legal action today on the Trump administration's immigration crackdown in and around Chicago. Lisa Dwyer has the latest.
A federal judge is signaling that hundreds of people arrested and detained in the Chicago area immigration crackdown could soon be released on bond while they await immigration hearings, and is ordering the full release of 13 detained individuals based on a 2022 consent decree, outlining how U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement can make warrantless arrests. The judge also gave government attorneys a Friday deadline to comb through a list of 615 people detained at jails and federal facilities nationwide to see if they qualify for alternatives to detention, such as using an ankle monitor while their immigration cases proceed. A Justice Department attorney argued that there may be people on that larger list that pose a threat if released. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In Washington, congressional Democrats released a batch of Jeffrey Epstein emails that mentioned President Trump. In 2011, writing he'd spent hours at Epstein's house with a sex trafficking victim, and in a separate message years later saying Trump knew about the girls. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
These emails prove absolutely nothing other than the fact that President Trump did nothing wrong. And what President Trump has always said is that he was from Palm Beach, and so was Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein was a member at Mar-a-Lago until President Trump kicked him out because Jeffrey Epstein was a pedophile and he was a creep.
Trump denies any knowledge of Epstein's crimes. After nearly 2 months away, the House is headed for a vote tonight to end the government shutdown. The majority of Democrats expected to vote against because the bill doesn't extend health care tax credits. And Democrat Adelita Grijalva of Arizona has finally been sworn in as a member of the U.S. House, 7 weeks after winning a special election. This is AP News. Jennifer King has the names of donors helping fund President Trump's $300 million White House ballroom.
The list of donors contributing to President Trump's new ballroom at the White House include major tech giants like Amazon, Apple, Google, HP, Meta, and Microsoft. Financiers like Steven Schwarzman, the CEO of the Blackstone Group. Crypto companies and owners that donated include Coinbase and the Winklevoss twins, famous from the movie Social Network. They're among the 37 donors on a list provided by the White House. So are big companies like Comcast, T-Mobile, Caterpillar, Union Pacific, and NextEra, the world's largest electric utility holding company. Big Tobacco is represented with donations from Reynolds American and Altria, which owns Philip Morris. Other contributions come from longtime Republican donors and philanthropists who are neighbors with the president in South Florida. The White House list is incomplete and doesn't show some planned donations that have been announced publicly. Jennifer King, Washington.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.